Cecil, what do you hate?
What do you mean, what do I hate?
Just, well, what do you hate? What makes you mad?
Well, you do, lots of times.
Oh, Cecil, you don't get what I mean.
I know I don't. Do you?
Sure I do. I mean, what do you hate? Hate.
Oh, what I hate.
Yes. What are some of the things that you hate?
Well, why didn't you say that at first? I thought you were asking me about what did I hate.
Oh, goodness, I am. What do you hate?
Nothing.
Oh, yes, you do, Cecil. You have to hate something.
Who says I have to? If I don't want to hate anything, I don't have to, and that's that.
Well, I didn't mean that way. I meant, surely there is something that you hate.
No, there isn't.
Cecil, wait. Well, do you like castor oil?
No.
Well, do you hate it?
No.
Well, if you don't like it, you must hate it.
No, I don't. I just don't like it, that's all.
Oh, goodness, I hate lots of things.
For instance?
Well, I just hate spinach and raw eggs.
Oh, who ever heard of eating spinach and raw eggs?
Well, I didn't say together. They're just two of the things that I hate. Oh, you've no idea how many things I hate.
I know I haven't. What are some?
Well, let's get a pencil and paper and make a list of the things I hate.
Oh, let's don't. Just tell me.
Well, I hate train whistles. They scare me. Don't you just hate train whistles?
No, I like them, especially at night.
Not really, Cecil. When they make so much noise?
Yes, I really like them. And the louder they toot, the better I like them.
Well, isn't that funny? I hate them.
There's nothing so funny about it.
Oh, well. And I hate traffic cops and alarm clocks and dogs that bark at you.
A dog that barks won't bite.
Oh, I don't care whether they will or not. I still hate them.
All right, go ahead and hate them. Have a good time. I won't stop you.
And, oh, goodness, there are so many things that I hate.
You must spend a lot of time thinking up new things to hate.
Oh, no, I don't, Cecil. It's easy.
I'll bet you enjoy yourself anyhow.
Oh, yes, and I hate cucumbers.
They're good for you.
They're not good for me, and I hate them.
All right, hate them.
And, I hate automatic elevators, and goodness, how I hate electricity.
What do you hate electricity for?
Oh, it scares me. I just hate it.
Gosh, you have to have that.
I know it, but sometimes when I put a new globe in the light socket, I get a shock, and goodness, how I hate it.
What do you want to fool with it for?
I don't want to. Goodness, I don't want to have anything to do with that.
All right. We'll pass that one up, then. I guess you hate cracker crumbs in your bed, too.
Oh, yes. How did you guess?
Oh, a little trick of mine.
And I hate broken glass and toothaches and horses and...
What do you hate horses for?
Well, I'm afraid of them.
Oh. Everything that you're afraid of, you hate, huh?
No. I'm not afraid of cracker crumbs, but I hate them.
Oh. Well, I'm glad that's settled.
And goodness, how I hate murder stories.
Oh, don't you like a nice murder?
No, eek! They just make me sick.
Well, what do you read about them for, then?
Well, I have to see whether I hate them or not.
Do you go around trying out things to see if you'll hate them?
Of course not. And I hate mosquitoes and flies.
And bats and bugs.
Yes, I hate them, too.
I'll help you out with a few.
Thanks, but I can hate them by myself.
All right. Go ahead and hate them, then. I won't help you.
And I hate radio announcers who say, at the next stroke of the gong, it will be exactly 18 and one-half minutes and 24 seconds after half past four.
What time would that be?
Well, that's just it. I don't know, and neither does anyone else.
Well, I wouldn't lose any sleep over it.
Don't you hate some of these things, Cecil?
Nope. I've got a sweet nature. I don't hate anything.
You do, but you just won't admit it. I hate just millions of things.
Do you hate to remember them?
Oh, no, that's fun. Now, let's see, I hate rye bread and Limburger cheese.
Oh, wait a minute. I like that. That's good.
I knew it. You're just the type that would like something like that awful cheese.
It's good for you.
It's not good for me, and I hate it.
I like it.
How can you eat it? Mmm, when it smells so.
Oh, the more it smells, the better I like it. Now, what do you think of that?
I think you must be crazy.
And I think you don't know what's good.
Well, that isn't. Nothing that smells so bad could be good. I know. And I hate garlic, too.
Well, I'm not so crazy about garlic, either.
Why, I should think you would be.
Oh, you would?
Yes, I would.
Oh, you would.
What's the matter? Can't you think of a hot answer?
Well, no, I can't. Go on, I'll come back at you later.
Well, I hate movies with sad endings, and I hate to lose money.
Do you ever have any to lose?
Yes, Mr. Smarty. And I hate snakes and spiders.
And snails.
Oh, goodness, I hate them worse than anything.
Someone told me that they eat them in France.
Oh, please, Cecil, I'd rather not talk about it.
Well, kill the whole works at one shot and say you hate all bugs.
Oh, no, I like some bugs. I like butterflies and ladybugs.
Don't you like gentleman bugs, too?
No.
How about caterpillars?
Please, I'll name the things that I hate. I hate ghost stories.
I know. They scare you. What the hell?
Well, I hate burnt toast and sharp knives and sour milk and streetcars and washing dishes and hangnails and people with adenoids and cactus plants.
Oh, who ever heard of anyone with adenoids and cactus plants?
I didn't say that.
You just did. You said that you hated hangnails and people with adenoids and cactus plants.
I did not.
All right, let it go. But it must be painful to have adenoids and cactus plants.
And I hate to step on chewing gum, and I hate to get ink on my fingers, and... Cecil, don't you hate any of those things?
I don't like some of them, but I don't hate them.
Anna, don't you hate anything? Just a little?
No. Why should I bother to hate anything?
Well, I can't understand it when there are so many things to hate. Goodness, I just started. I hate people that talk too much, and I hate political speeches and rainy weather when your feet get wet, and I hate to have a cold in my head, and I hate bananas and coconuts and most all kinds of fruit.
Wait a minute. A coconut isn't a fruit.
And I hate alligators and eggplant and raw oysters.
I said a coconut isn't a fruit.
And I hate people who interrupt when you're talking, and I
hate... Hey, Sally, wait a minute.
What is it?
A coconut isn't a fruit.
Well, what of it?
Well, you said it was a fruit, and it isn't.
It is so a fruit. I guess I know.
Well, you're just guessing then, because you don't know.
It is a fruit. And let's see now, I hate...
It is not a fruit.
What is it then?
It's a nut. That's what it is.
And so are you. And I hate thunderstorms and lightning.
Well, it's not a fruit. It's a nut, anyhow.
It is not. It's a fruit.
A coconut is a nut, not a fruit.
Oh, Cecil, don't be so stupid. Of course it's a fruit.
What a nerve to call me stupid. It's a fruit. I mean, a nut.
See? You don't even know your own mind.
It's a nut. It's a wonder you wouldn't call it a vegetable.
It's a fruit.
It's a nut.
It's a fruit.
A coconut is a nut.
A coconut is a fruit.
It is not.
It is.
It is not.
It is too.
It's a nut.
It's a fruit.
Can't you see it isn't?
Can't you see that it is?
It's a nut. A coconut's a nut. What do you want to argue for?
It's a fruit, and you're the one that wants to argue.
It's a nut. And if there's anything that I hate, it's to argue.
But, Cecil, you said that
I said it's a nut. And if there's anything I hate worse than arguing, it's to argue with someone that doesn't know what they're arguing about. It's a nut.
Oh, Cecil, I thought you said you didn't hate anything. All right, it's a nut. I just knew there must be something that you'd hate. Go on and tell me some more, Cecil.